Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast. Today, we're going to learn all about red light therapy. Today, we are talking to Mr. John Oakley. He's the Executive Chairman of Revion Inc., and he also currently serves on Known Bio LLC as the parent company of Revion as its CFO. He is a 30-year career leader and has held many executive positions, and he's a veteran of the U.S. Navy, and he is really pushing Revion, which is a red light therapy company, to the forefront of what we're doing in aesthetics with red light. So I wanted to say hello, John. Introduce yourself to the audience.
Sure. Thank you for having me today. I'm excited to be able to come and talk about Revion and the solution it's bringing to the many hair loss sufferers around the world, actually.
One of the reasons we had scheduled this podcast because there is an epidemic of hair loss, I think, related to COVID. And last month was Hair Loss Awareness Month, and I thought it was very appropriate. And I have noticed in my patients, more than 50% of women are complaining of hair loss. So how prevalent is hair loss in the current population?
It's growing. And current, in 2021, about 147 million people were diagnosed with hair loss. And that doesn't include those that aren't seeing someone or filling out surveys, that sort of thing. So it continues to grow. It's, you can't quite call it an epidemic based on what we've been faced with recently, for sure, but it is a growing problem. And one of the problems with hair loss is that it also leads to other issues such as depression. You've already mentioned women, and in women particularly, you see the addition of depression or certainly issues with how they feel about themselves when they're faced with hair loss. At 40 years old, over 40% of women suffer from some sort of visible hair loss. So again, this is a problem that's becoming larger and larger as we go on.
40% after age 40.
40%.
Yeah, and I think that women are really good at camouflaging because looking at your friends, you would not know that, but you don't know how many women are wearing hair extensions and clip-ons and weaves and all the technology that now exists to disguise that. So what's the right point to start treating hair loss? Like the moment you notice that you're having a lot of hair fall or waiting till you see some scalp show or thinning? What would you say?
Oh no, you want to start the minute you start seeing the hair loss. And particularly with some of the red light products that are out there, it becomes a non-invasive treatment that you can do to stop the hair loss. As soon as you see those hairs in the sink or you start to see them accumulating wherever it is in your brush or what have you, that's the moment to start to think about it so that you can prevent the hair loss, ultimately not have to even get into seeing a scalp or regrowing new hairs on your scalp.
And I think that everyone should know that the what's a normal amount of hair loss? So anything over 100 hairs per day of shed when you drop a towel on the ground and just kind of do a collection of that, you see more than 100 hairs, that's considered excessive. Yeah. Are there any, well, let's talk about the Revion device itself. So it's a hair loss cap and the red light. I think it's very innovative. We've all seen other hair loss caps on the market. What makes this one different?
Well, first of all, the Revion, and I have one here with me today. But the hair loss cap, the Revion hair loss cap is all LED, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes why that's beneficial. It's convenient, it's an at-home, and it's also controlled by an app which allows you to judge and track your compliance. Everyone already knows that compliance is the key to any therapeutic, to any therapy for anything. You have to comply with your treatment. And Revion is the only system that allows you to do that. Now, to the LED system that's in the cap, we have 119 LEDs. They're two wavelengths, one at 620 nanometers and the other one at 660 nanometers. The patented combination of these two wavelengths, again, the Revion is the only one which offers this, allows this or stimulates the cells in the scalp to start generating nitric oxide along with a couple other biological processes. What nitric oxide is able to do, it's able to stimulate and improve blood flow. It reduces inflammation and it reduces the amount of DHT or dihydrotestosterone in your scalp. The DHT blocks the hair follicles from being healthy and producing healthy hair. So the Revian Red system, what makes it unique is it has two light wavelengths. One is at 620 nanometers. The other one is at 660 nanometers. And through our research, we learned that those two wavelengths in combination stimulated the body to produce more nitric oxide than any other combination or any other single wavelength of light. What those two wavelengths in combination do when they generate nitric oxide is the nitric oxide reduces inflammation in the scalp, it promotes healthy blood flow, it also removes DHT or dihydrotestosterone. Those are the three leading factors in any hair loss situation. The nitric oxide is able to promote the healthy scalp, which ultimately promotes healthy hair growth. What we've seen with these two wavelengths, they produce over 700 times the amount of nitric oxide production that a single wavelength does. Interestingly, after 24 hours from using from having a treatment, the nitric oxide production is still over 290% of what it is with just one wavelength treatment.
That's amazing.
It is. It is amazing. And you know, Revian is part of a company called NoBio, and NoBio has a couple other companies, one of which is a sister company to Revian, is using a different wavelength right now to fight COVID. And what that does is that puts Revian on a platform of other higher technology companies that are bringing light to the forefront of therapeutic uses. So we feel like at Revian, we're on the cutting edge of what light can do.
What are the other things that patients can do at the very beginning and the onset of experiencing hair loss? Let's say if they're not quite ready to buy a device. Do you have other advice for people at the beginning of their hair loss journey? For all of us, it's a journey.
We do. One of the things about a hair loss and looking for solutions is it can be very confusing. Most people go out on the internet and start doing searches, and when they do that, they get very confused because of the number of different treatments that are out there, as well as the number of other at-home uses, the use devices, all sorts of things that are available today. So one of our advice is to seek help, because hair loss it can be serious. It can be serious for your mental state. It can be serious for a number of other things. So seek help, seek your dermatologist, and have a conversation with your dermatologist. Don't worry about not bringing it up. Bring it up. Have the conversation. They can help address many things with you, because things such as diet can impact hair loss or hair regrowth. Things, other items in your health state can affect the hair loss or hair regrowth. So our advice is to seek help. Go talk to your dermatologist. Seek out a good dermatologist. Talk to them. They'll help prescribe a course of action for you.
Definitely. And I think we all recommend starting with blood work and looking for thyroid disease. Mm-hmm. If you're hypothyroid, hair loss will be one of the symptoms. If you're in women, anemia is a big one, low iron levels. Mm-hmm. The body starts shedding hair when it doesn't have essential iron to feed the red blood cells. That's another really big one. And then autoimmune disease is getting to be more and more prevalent. So those are kind of the big things that I screen for, as well as kind of nutritional problems like vitamin D deficiency. So I think those are super important. And then when we're discussing red light therapy, there's certainly other things we can do that are a little more invasive. So we do injections to the scalp, like platelet-rich plasma. We do everything from non-invasive all the way to surgical hair transplants. Where does using red light start to come into play?
Well, it starts to come in two places. One is prior to actual hair, prior to actual treatments such as those, to promote the healthy scalp. Because the healthier your scalp when you have all of those treatments, the better the treatment results are going to be. And then using a Revian system after those treatments has proven very effective. We have a number of dermatologists across the country that will do procedures in office and then have the patient use the Revian Red system at home to augment the treatment. So it can be in both sides of it. If you're not ready to go forward with some of those procedures, you can use the Revian Red system to slow your hair growth or even stop it. But then once you are in the position to have those treatments, Revian Red would then stack with those other treatments and give you better results than you would achieve with any of them by themselves.
Right, to slow your hair fall. Definitely. You guys are FDA approved and for androgenic alopecia treatment.
We are.
Talk a little bit about that and what it is and how it is prevalent.
Absolutely. So I want to make sure we're clear that Revine is FDA cleared for use for the androgenic alopecia. But the AA, as we call it, accounts for about 95% of hair loss worldwide, it's believed. Again, not all these people show up and have reviews done, but it's about 95% of it. And this has been increasing as time goes on due to other dermatological disorders, as well as the general health trends of populations as a whole. And the things I've already mentioned, which are the decreased blood flow in the scalp, the inflammation and the presence of DHT, those are all factors of that disease. And as we've already been talking, those can be reversed with proper treatment.
I think that that's so important for people to realize that they have so many different options. Mm-hmm. Usually when my clients are noticing hair loss, the first thing they do is they go buy some hair, skin and nails vitamins from Target or wherever.
Right.
How effective do you think that those are in terms of really changing the profile of hair loss?
Well, I think that the obviously a more healthy lifestyle can be effective in your overall health, and that would include any hair loss. Now, is it going to reverse once you have AA? Is it going to reverse everything? No, it's not going to happen. You have to enlist other treatments. Buying vitamins at Target or Walmart, frankly, in my opinion, is not going to be your most effective treatment. Or again, we urge people to go see their dermatologist, because that is where they're going to get an effective treatment regimen that they can follow that will truly arrest the hair loss as well as generate new hair growth.
That's amazing. I have been trying to use the Revion cap, but I keep running into this compliance problem. And it's such a simple and effective device. I used to have a red light comb, which mm-hmm. was sort of difficult because you only have one hand to do anything. You have to sit there combing your scalp every day. And then I've seen red light panels. I've kind of used every single device that's out there. And this one is so easy. You just put it on like a skull cap, turn it on, and your iPhone app controls it. But what advice do you have for people who still struggle with compliance? Like sometimes it sits right there on my desk and I know I should do it and I should be a good girl. And still the bad girl in me is like, oh, I'll do it later. And then later never comes.
Absolutely. You know, you brought up our app and the app controls the devices. You can see what your treatments have been so you can know exactly how compliant you've been. You can use the app to send yourself reminders. They can actually be put on your calendar and make it very simple for you to remember to do the treatment. One of the things that I do, I'm a user myself, and one of the places I use the cap is on my commute into work. I have a 13-minute commute. The treatment is only 10 minutes. As you've already mentioned, it's a small, almost like a skull cap. And it's very easy to just pop it on when I start the commute, and it because it sits right in the passenger seat, and pop it on, I pop it off. It is rechargeable, and it recharges with a typical USB plug, so you can plug mm-hmm. charge it right from your vehicle, and it's always right there. It really helps me, and frankly, I'm looking for things to do on my commute. You know, even though mine's only 13 minutes, I'm looking for things to do. It gives me a sense of accomplishment. So I urge people to bring it into their daily routine. I've heard of people, they have it next to their coffee machine. They put it on while their coffee is brewing. By the time they've finished half their first cup of coffee, the treatment's done. They take it off, place it right back on the shelf. So put it into your daily routine and combine it with something, because then you feel like you're actually multitasking and you're getting things done, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to some of the other devices you mentioned, the hair comb, or some of the other devices, you have to stop everything you're doing, focus on what you're doing, and that's the only thing you can do. Even some of the other hat-type devices are prohibitive, either because of they have to have power source leashes, or you have to position them, and if you move your head, it starts to come off. Mm-hmm. Again, I take a 13-minute drive with mine and don't have any problems. So combine it with something you already do, pull it into your daily routine, and then you'll have a much easier time being compliant.
Exactly. So that's kind of called, like, I think, habit batching, where you
attach
a habit to an already pre-existing habit. So that's a good one. I'm trying to batch it to when I do emails and watch TV at night. But
That's an
I had
easy
another
one.
question about the cap. Now, why does it time out? Why can I only have 10 minutes a day? What if I want to sit there for a whole hour and have red light bathe my scalp for a whole hour? Is there a reason that we cut that off? Is too much exposure damaging?
Too much exposure with these wavelengths would not be damaging. But what we found is that with 10 minutes a day, you've reached that peak nitric oxide production in the cells. So more than 10 minutes won't actually help you during a single day. And I've already mentioned after 24 hours, you have over 290% more nitric oxide production. So your body has gotten the message, gotten the signals, if you will, and it's doing what it needs to do after 10 minutes. And again, we wanted it to be convenient. That's why it's wireless. It's rechargeable with a simple USB plug, and it's so small because it can be convenient. If you go to 15 or 30 minutes, and I understand you people may want to do that, but our minds, what we were trying to do is be convenient and make it a concise, compact, convenient treatment that people won't mind doing every single day to help themselves with hair loss.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then actually, the Revion cap is nice because my husband can also be a second user on there. And I think so often hair loss goes both ways. The husband and the wife both have the same experience. And traditionally, only men talk about hair loss. Women have it and are hiding it. So, but more and more prevalent, as we said. So that's a great asset too, to be able to share the cap within a family unit like that. And then let's talk about future uses. Are there plans to change or broaden the scope of the product, or what do you have coming up for Revion as a company?
Sure. So we've got a couple things that we're working on right now. We won't get too far into all of them. But one of the things that we have that's very interesting to us is that we've determined that our dual wavelengths and a couple other wavelengths can actually enhance PRP treatments directly. So that's one of the things we're working on that's going to be pretty exciting and able, again, to help Revion impact the entire journey of someone with their hair loss or hair regrowth processes and what they're going through. We have talked about some other versions of the cap, but quite frankly, with the 119 LEDs, the coverage on the scalp is complete. You see some of the other products when they have one product that has 100 lasers. The other product has 150, and then they have an ultimate that has 300. The 300 is probably what it takes to get the entire scalp covered, while the 119, because of the form of the light that comes out of the LED, you get entire scalp coverage. So while improvements can always be made to anything, that's just one of my fundamental beliefs, we believe that the Revion Red system as it is today is certainly one of the best on the market, and it's getting the job done. So we're going to be branching into other areas of helping people with both scalp and skin health.
Amazing. As a CEO and CFO, what are some habits that you have that are your daily biohacks that you think are good for longevity or for, you know, just overall essential health that you're doing?
That's a great question. You know, I do a couple things. Of course, exercise is primary. For anyone, you've got to keep the body moving. You know, the old law of physics, an object in motion tends to stay in motion, all of that sort of thing. So that's a major tenet of mine as far as what my health processes are, my health regimen. The other thing is, quite frankly, I am focused on gut health. I think that's something that is increasing in everyone's understanding. I am a firm believer. I've recently gotten engaged. And my fiance is very big into gut health and has helped me learn a lot of things about gut health. So I've cut a lot of things out of my diet, and I've added a couple things and really working to make sure that my gut is healthy and that I'm doing enough exercise every day.
That's great. Are you an early morning riser or a late night owl?
I'm a late night owl.
And same here.
Yeah, it's much easier for me to be up late than it is get up early in the morning. So, you know, my exercise tends to fit into the evening hours. And since now my kids are out of the house and all off on their own journeys, I'm able to do the exercise when it best fits my sort of, I'm going to call it my mental state or my mentality. It's better for me to fit that in then.
Yeah, it helps to kind of know your own body and your own biorhythms. There's a lot of research now that suggests that there are different biorhythms for what's the right time to do the activity, the exercise, the eating, the sleeping. Is there anything about the hair growth cycle that is important for us to know?
Well, I think that just to know that it is a journey, okay, that it's not, there's not one pill, there's not one little thing you can do. It's a journey, and it's just like getting our own bodies healthy. The hair follicles are part of the body. They take effort to get back to a healthy state. So really the thing to know is that it's a journey. You've got to stick to it. Again, compliance is a key. And that's one of the things we were adamant about it when we were developing the Revian product, is that it would be easy for people to be compliant. And so remember, it's the journey. Remember, it's a process. You have to go through it. You're not going to see results day two. You might see them day 30. I was able to see results after day 30. Other people may take longer. So you have to stick to it like anything else that's worth it, right? What's the old saying? Anything that's worth it takes work.
Mm-hmm.
That's true of hair. That's true of reversing hair loss as well.
The hair growth cycle is generally about a 4-month cycle. And when can patients expect to see, you said results can be seen as early as 30 days. And what kind of results will red light therapy give you?
Well, red light, you know, again, using the dual wavelength that we have, we've seen results in early as 3 weeks out of patients. And they can start to see coverage of certain scalp areas that they've seen before, or you definitely see reduced hairs in your brush or your sink or wherever you normally see the hairs that you've lost. You'll definitely start to see that within the first month. Again, I personally saw reversal of hair loss at 30 days. And then certainly by the 90 days, or with Revian, there's a money back guarantee after 180 days. If you've been using 80% of the time and you don't see any change, you get all of your money back. There's no adjustments. So, right. So we expect after 6 months, we expect everyone to see results. I did hear a story yesterday about someone who it took 9 months, but at this point in time, she's a believer. She sent us some information. She actually even gave us a phone call talking about how it's changed her life. That it, you know, at 6 months, she was not very happy with us, but after 9 months, she was thrilled. And now she was telling everybody about it. And this was an 84-year-old woman who was just as happy as she could get with the results.
It does take time, and everybody's on a different map, so you kind of have to just stick to it a little bit. But hair loss is one of those things, like the moment you notice it, you've already probably lost 20 to 30% of your hairs, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And the hair loss is not changing unless you actively will do something about it.
I think to remember is that, you know, Revian Red System, while it will stop your hair loss on its own, the key is to seek help. Okay, that's the key, right? That is reversible. People will tell you can't reverse it. Well, you can. I'm living proof of it. You've seen them in your practice many times. So seek help and get knowledgeable help. You know, searching the internet, you can definitely learn things, but it's challenging. And this, it's a sensitive subject. It's a subject that's close to a lot of people's hearts. It's an emotional subject. Mm-hmm. Seek help from your doctor and get help for yourself, because you can prevent it. You can stop it, and you can reverse it. And that's the most important message I want everybody to know.
Amazing. Well, there you have it, you guys. That is everything you need to know about red light therapy as it impacts hair loss and the hair follicle. And the kind of benefits and growth that you can have are amazing, but really only if you start. And look for a device that's reputable, that covers the wavelengths that are going to stimulate follicular growth, or has two wavelengths like the Revian. And it's been a really interesting and easy device to use. And I've personally been using it. I'm going to be better with my compliance, John.
Excellent. Excellent.
And for those of you guys who are listening, we do have a discount code from Revian. So I will post that in the podcast notes. It's Dr. K, and you get a really great discount. I think it's something like $500 off. So you guys should check it out. And where can people find you if they have more questions about your company or how to buy or sell the device?
Absolutely. So, you know, the easiest place to start with anything these days is the internet. We're no different. You know, www.revian.com is the website. That's the easiest way to reach us. You just send us a line and we'll be in touch very quickly.
Perfect. And what's your Instagram handle?
At Revian. It's the @Revian.
At Revian Red, I believe.
I think it's Revian Red. Yeah. So @Revian Red.
@Revian Red. There you have it. And you can find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces and with hair regrowth, with PRP treatments, PRF treatments, red light therapy, doing all the things to try to stimulate the hair to grow. And that's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.